Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and with me, as always, is Sarah Wells. And, I don't have a cool Canadian reference to you, but welcome back, Megan J.
Oh, thanks. I'm really happy to be back here. That's Irish. I don't know what I'm doing. A boot.
Well, yeah, welcome back.
Out in a boot.
We missed you last week, but obviously, you know, Jane is great as well, but we did miss you, okay?
Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right. As you just heard, this week we got some music from Imogen Heap, which...
That's good music, Christian. I'm surprised.
What? I'll forget it.
I'm so happy.
I really enjoy Imogen Heap, and I was watching a couple episodes of The OC on the Soap Opera Network this past weekend, and
busy weekend for you, huh?
It's crazy busy.
Did you watch the one where she gets shot, and that's when the
that episode wasn't on, but it was a different episode with different song. But yeah, wanted to play some Imogen Heap, and also we're gonna kind of dialogue the three of us as well as Kevin Tinkin about the state of the church this past week, and so kind of dialogue a bit about that. So there was no sermon last week, but we will dialogue about the state of the church. We'll also share some news. We got some good news. All right,
I can't wait.
Okay, no. I actually have a little bit of an announcement. Is it okay?
Sure.
Well, you can finish yours.
Let me finish this.
All
right. Also, we're going to interview Jeff Richmond. And Jeff Richmond, who's in charge of our website, he kind of put together the newwellcommunity.org. So he's going to come in here and chat about why the website looks the way it looks and how you can kind of better know the website a little bit. Then we'll talk about our one and why, which is our favorite website we like to visit. And
Other
than Facebook, Megan. And then at
the only one I ever go to.
We'll read some of your emails and kind of round it up the show with some news. So yeah, what's your statement?
Well, I just want everyone to know that I was in Canada this last week, and on my way to Canada, I stopped in Seattle, and I met a friend of Christian's. His name is Craig, and Craig worked at Camp
Craig
Hammer.
Grant. Yes,
Camp Hammer with Christian.
That's true.
And Craig looked at me and said, "What do you think of Christian's movie and music taste?" And I was like, Craig.
Wait a second. Craig Grant, all right, and I love the guy. His music taste is the complete opposite of mine. He's totally Seattle music scene.
Well, right, but let's just talk about the next part of this. Craig then said, "Oh my gosh, Megan, I need to show you something on YouTube." And he went to YouTube and he typed in Camp Hammer, O-Town. And he pulled up a video of you and three other guys performing.
Three other dudes. All right.
Okay, other dudes performing lip syncing
to
an O-Town song,
and
making your own music video.
All or nothing.
And I laughed.
That's a great
the
song.
Entire time.
You've
so
never
if
seen
you,
the video.
No.
It's
if
fantastic.
You want to see this video, go to YouTube, type in
Camp Hammer.
Camp Hammer O-Town, and they will be singing. Christian is pretending to be Jacob. And
technically, I'm pretending to be Jacob and Ashley because we only had four guys. So I had to take on two characteristics.
Okay.
So
how hard, was that hard for you to do two different
personalities? Oh, man. I had to take my shirt off at one point
and be
a different personality.
Right.
So
I just want everyone to go and check that out.
We should probably put the link on the website.
Probably
I just
will.
Before we close
maybe
this
on the
out,
Facebook page.
How good did my hair look in that video?
Oh, it was actually really good.
It was really good.
Yeah,
right?
It was really good.
I spent a good 45 minutes on that because I was
I
got to get my hair right for this video.
5 minutes?
I'm not kidding. That's the one time I've ever actually
really
done my hair.
You don't have that much hair.
Well, I had to make sure it looked good.
And Christian, I will say this to your defense, not the music stuff, but every friend of yours I meet is really great. So
no,
you have some
all,
pretty great friends in Santa
people.
Cruz.
Well,
though you have terrible taste in other things, you had great taste in friends.
With my terrible taste, let's play at least one of my good tastes. Let's kind of close out the segment with some Imogen Heap. How does that sound?
Love it.
All right, up next we're going to do some State of the Church chat, and yeah, that'll be next.
Oh,
right, we are back, and you noticed that there was no sermon clip before this segment, because we've been trying to do the sermon clip more frequently. I know Kevin Dinkin is upset, but there was no sermon this past week, so we decided to come in and chat about the state of the church. And Kevin, you know, it's been about 2 weeks since you've been on the show, so it's welcome back.
Hey.
I thought you quit on us, but you're back?
My kids, God bless them. God bless my children. I love them to death.
I just remember a text message you sent me that was like, my kids are crazy. And I'm like, no, that's it?
They're amazing. It's like, it's the most ridiculous thing to be angry at your children because they have energy. Like, because he wants to have fun and play and like have a good time. So you gotta keep up.
Oh,
you gotta,
I know.
Get after it. So
I have a dog and two cats. So
right.
It's
what I'm talking about. I'm preaching to the choir here. What's that? I like that look. That's good.
So you guys went to the state of the church, and we were all there, correct? Kevin, Megan.
Yep.
Yeah, we were all at the original. Were
we at the original? We're gonna get flogged right now or something.
No, I'm just saying. Were we at the original one? So we saw
unedited
version. But for most of you guys, you saw this Sunday a version of the state of the church on the big screen, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys went to service at all this past week, but literally they pushed like play on the video like right at like whenever service started.
Oh yeah, because that video is a little bit on the lengthy side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But if you did stick around for the whole video, there was lots and lots of cool stuff within it. So I'd like to maybe go through a couple of those things, okay?
Yep.
Did you guys see the cool little... first of all, there was a really funny video that was shown at the original State of the Church, which you two were in, Kevin and Sarah. And Megan was in it as well.
I
didn't
know.
And
I
was
in it too,
yeah,
yes.
Megan was in it.
So if you haven't seen that, I think you can find that. You'll be able to find it on our website, but also Vimeo as well, correct?
And Facebook,
Vimeo,
it's up there.
www.vimeo.com/TWCC.
TWCC. So that is a really funny video. And then that video was followed by this kind of like what's been going on at the well, kind of some of the God stories at the well. And did you guys have a favorite?
Yes. The guy that had gone to prison.
Yeah,
His name's Art.
Yeah. That was a great story.
I was sitting next to my friend Beth and we looked at each other like tears filling our eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to meet this man.
I met him
after he
was at the State of the Church last week.
Yeah.
And I met him, nicest guy.
So cool. His testimony was so powerful.
Yeah, and what's cool is that like Chris Schultz really took him under his wing, and I have now since seen him serving at North.
Wow.
We got to get him to listen to the spout.
Yeah, we got to get him a t-shirt.
Ooh. He should wear it at the door. Free advertising.
We have the t-shirt.
Not yet.
Oh my gosh,
we
should have Olive Link wear our t-shirts.
Yes. I don't know if they would go for that, but we should try.
But then again, they do wear bright yellow t-shirts that say Link on them, so why wouldn't they wear a spout?
Stay on track. On track, guys.
Sorry. That was a great video.
Wow, Kevin's telling us to stay on track. This is new. Dad mode.
Stay on track. I've been chasing kids around all morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I thought both the videos, I was sitting next to my wife, and she, every few minutes, she just look over. She goes, are you crying? Are you,
you Kevin Tinkin crying?
Yeah, she's are you crying?
Kevin, do you cry?
I cry all the time.
Do you cry in movies?
I get close. I get right to the brink. I get to the rim, like when the sodas you think it's going to go over.
Uh-huh.
And then you go down and you slurp some of the fuzz off the
when
top.
When Kevin watches the 1980s roller hockey movie called Brink.
That's where my tears.
He also cries.
Or the Disney Channel original movie Brink.
Absolutely. Yeah. I watched that one for sure.
Me too.
I'll talk about it later, but
all right. Well, anyways, those videos were really cool. Really well done as well. Good job, Pat. Baked Pickles, who was in here before, they did a great job with those videos. And then kind of transitioned into Brad really sharing about what's going on at the church, where we're going as a church. And if you saw on Sunday or at the State of the Church, everyone had they were wearing their t-shirt with the number one on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the focus of the well is now bringing it back to like one, meaning that we've kind of almost got lost in the mix of, over time you're always concerned about growth. You're always concerned about new people coming to church, that eventually you kind of lose sight of the little one person, you know, which is why
the little one person.
I didn't mean to say it like that. You lose sight of the one, and then you hear these
stories. The individual.
The individual. Yeah. And you just a story like that guy Art, where you're just like, that is somebody focusing on the one instead of worried about the growth of the church as a whole.
What impacted me was that we only saw maybe what four videos or four stories or maybe five even. But I thought, wow, this is only five out of 3,100. Like, I can't imagine how many other stories like these are out there that, you know, just for sake of time, we can't hear 3,100 stories. But I was encouraged that these are powerful stories, and this is only a couple. Like, you know, there's probably so many just like it, and I would love to hear more.
And I love that Brad's heart, I mean, he brought, what, 25 people up on stage just to show, like, look, this is where we're going. This is where the well's going, and we are focusing on what is now called spiritual formation. And we've been toying that word around here on the show a little bit. But really, like, the goal of spiritual formation is to focus on the one, to get people plugged into life groups and get our staff mentoring just one individual at a time. And Sarah, you are on the spiritual formation team.
I am.
And you too were on the stage.
I was on the stage for a moment. Yeah.
You were like all over the place that night in the videos, on the stage.
Yeah. No. And I was the only one wearing khakis on stage.
And I was the only one wearing shorts.
You're right. Ever. Sorry.
They're great shorts.
You were so
by the
funny
way.
When you got up and you said I didn't get the memo. I was laughing out loud at
you. Know, I wrote that joke down because I was like, this is too good.
Don't say that.
Don't tell anyone that. I really thought, oh, wow, Christian's really funny.
So no, not at all.
Not at all.
Not spontaneous at all. And you know how you guys sometimes do a little improv thing? I would be horrendous at that.
No, I think you'd be okay.
Oh, no. I've done those little improv games where you go pause
Christian,
and you get back
we're
up.
We're horrendous at it.
I don't know.
We're okay. Terrible at it.
All right, back in.
I want to say something else about spiritual formation. The thing that I love or get most excited about is that we are focusing on just the depth of the people here at the well. We're not so concerned about like making room for new people and invite your neighbors. I mean, that's all good, obviously, but right. We're really focusing on like, just, are you humbly submitted to Christ? Are you this one person that I'm talking to?
Totally.
Are you humbly submitted? And I love that because people can get lost in the crowd. You can get lost between the cracks and, just go on for a long time without anyone asking you, how are you doing with Christ?
Absolutely.
What are you learning?
And so. What's cool is that in the next, like, basically 8, 9, 10 weeks, we're going to be going through this anatomy of a disciple. Mm-hmm. What does a follower of Christ look like? What are the characteristics of a follower of Christ? And so you'll be able to see how that plays out in kind of spiritual formation, plays out in life groups, and you'll begin to see that even our sermons are going to dial back into, like, focusing on the one, focusing on yourself, in a sense. So
focusing on like your personal relationship with
Christ.
Focusing on God, yeah.
Okay,
that's what
focusing on yourself.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a self. We're going through an 8-week self help program. It was really encouraging to hear Brad talk about this because I know this has been kind of a not to quote a cheesy worship song, but it's been the cry of his heart. to have those, have those close relationships. Cause I remember when the well was called College Life and
that's right.
And when we migrated and it started growing, I remember, you know, having some rough conversations, seeing some people, who were really, really involved in the church and the small community was so
right.
appealing to them.
Right.
And then as we grow, then, it's just hard to maintain those relationships. I remember just talking to Brad. Brad's like got this guilt on him. Like, oh, wow, I can't be best friends with
everybody
now that we have, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500 people. And to see him kind of get up on the stage and say, hey, this is where we need to go.
Yeah.
And, to be aware, to be that conscious of where we're at and where we should be is just, I mean, it's another reason why I am still here. I'm still here at the well.
And I've had conversations with people go, I miss like, and I wasn't even there in the old days of the well, but people go, I miss the old days of the well. I miss just thus being tight and packed in Fig Garden. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to those days, but I think that the heart behind why the well even started is slowly going to, I think, come back. And maybe it's not the packed out house in Fig Garden in the dog pound, they called it or whatever.
Right.
But I think
it's really awkward, by the way.
Why'd they call it the dog pound?
Because it was a bunch of dudes. They'd sit up in the choir loft and you'd like look at Brad's
back
and side.
Oh, that's funny.
And then you'd just stare out in the audience. I'd see my girlfriend out there who's my wife now. I guess she might have been my wife then. Anyway. And I'd just be like, hey. Like, I'm trying to pay attention to the sermon, okay?
But, yeah, so I don't know if we'll ever get back to that, but I think the heart of why the well started in the first place,
right.
Hopefully we'll get back to that through spiritual formation, and that was really exciting. And then they touched on some other quick little things. We have a new missions director, and I'm excited for his focus, and something that I was even chatting with, like, Dale about today is that—
Who's Dale?
Dale is my boss. He's our. He's sort of a fan of the show.
Yeah, he is. He listens like every other.
He is our campus support director. But something he said was that missions is going to have a focus on sharing the gospel with other countries, and not that we have not done that in the past. But he was saying the focus isn't going to be on going to another country and providing water or providing whatever out there. Mm-hmm. The focus is going to be providing the gospel, and we're going to do that through doing things like providing water in Thailand or whatever. And mm-hmm. so I like the heart behind that. And I'm excited for what our church is going to do missions wise. And then, you know, talked about WSM and that was, I talked for a long time. I realized.
You did. Congratulations. I don't know if anybody saw
Oh, thank you very much, Kevin.
Double up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely got a little talkative up there, but
no, you know, I thought you did a great job.
You're a talker.
And for those who don't know, explain what your new role is. Did we talk about it last week?
We did not talk about it last week because
okay,
I wasn't even hired, I don't think, by last week.
All right.
But I am now kind of in charge of both high school and junior high. Mm-hmm. And the focus is now, along with spiritual formation, we're going to hire a spiritual formation director. And then we're also going to hire a program director just so that we have somebody on our staff focusing on the one. Mm-hmm. And our spiritual formation director is going to be really focused on I can actually say this. This is public knowledge. But our spiritual formation director is the Spoutcast super fan, Jeremiah Spears. Yeah, we just hired him last week. And so he's going to be focusing on the one, meeting with our leaders and really getting back to why we exist as the well. And then my job is to kind of provide some oversight with, as well as teaching a lot, and then haven't hired the program guy yet, but we're excited for the future of WSM as well.
That's great.
And then the show kind of closed out with Karen Price coming up the show.
She's hilarious.
She's really funny. The State of the Church kind of closed out with Karen talking about the website, which we're going to actually bring Jeff Richmond in here on our next segment. We're going to chat with him about the website.
Ooh.
I know why the website looks the way it looks and kind of the, you know, why we even changed the website in the first place.
This is a good moment to put this out there. If you are subscribed to this podcast,
yeah,
and you're not using iTunes,
right,
or if you don't download them individually, if you're just subscribing, it's important to delete your current subscription and resubscribe.
That is true. Yeah, we did change the website up a little bit.
I had to do that today, and I was like, what? Maybe I can't get it. It's ridiculous. And then I realized, oh, they changed the website. So do that. Don't get frustrated like me and scream out the window in your car.
Totally. So, yeah, if you haven't caught the State of the Church, you definitely need to catch the State of the Church on our website, as well as catch the video that you all three are in. Thanks for the phone call to be in the video. But I mean, it's cool. It's, you know, it's not a big deal or anything.
Take it up,
Brandon.
Hey,
yeah.
It was hard because we had to have a section where it's people acting like they're bad actors.
Gotcha.
And I don't think you could even do that. I mean, you're so good.
It's impossible.
It'd be
for you
hard
to
totally
act
like a bad actor. You know?
Let me just say this: I'm not good in like videos where you have to be funny. But when it comes to music videos, like we talked about in the last segment, I rock at music videos. All right, I am like a pro.
But only if they're O-Town.
No,
right?
No. I gotta show you some other ones that I have.
Maybe
they're
next year's State of the Church video can be a boy band music.
We
video.
Kind of did the music
that would be
thing
beautiful.
Last year.
We'll do different genres. Last year was
that.
Musical Broadway. This year will be.
Boy band. Kevin could be in a boyfriend. Boy
only
band.
If
boy
you band. Only if you boy dance band? On stage like NSYNC.
Do you have a big fan? All right, well, and an open shirt.
That's right. Up next, we're gonna. Sorry,
Megan can be the passing out.
I kind of messed our segments
up
a little bit, but up next we're gonna do our new segment. Kevin Tinkin, you're gonna stick around, and then after that we're gonna do our interview with Jeff Richmond, and I'm excited about that, and we'll talk about our one and why as well. So stay tuned.
Where do we go from here? How do we carry on? I can't get beyond the questions. Clambering for the scraps and the shatter of us collapsed. That cuts me with every could have been. Pain on play repeating. The backup makeshift life in waiting. Everybody says time heals everything. But what of the wretched hollow? The endless.
And now the news with Kevin, Christian, Sarah, and Megan.
All right, so thanks for that intro there. And Kevin, you are just mimicking every word that I'm saying? I've got some really good news this week. All right.
Congratulations.
No
Let
Sonic
us wait no more.
Week. I know. But before we get into our news, you know, we got a voicemail this past week. And there's a lot of I have to say about this voicemail afterwards, but I'd like for us to all listen and then to be able to comment on this, okay?
It's curious.
I can't wait.
So let's just say that this voicemail was from someone pretending to be from Hanson. All right, so let's hear the voicemail.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, this is Zach from Hanson. Just wanted to say thanks for listening to me and my brothers. I like playing the drums, and I'm listening to the Spoutcast, and it's just good that somebody else wants to listen to me playing the drums and, seeing me with my long hair. If you could do me a favor and call my mom and tell her, hey, Zach looks good with long hair, and that'd be great because there's been a lot of pressure from the outside community to cut my hair, and I'm not interested, so I'm going to keep playing the drums, just going to be playing the drums. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
That's pretty awesome. Zach from Hanson.
Now, do you know what the names of all the members of the band Hanson are?
Zach,
Taylor, and Matt.
No, it's Isaac.
Isaac.
I don't know. I don't even know who that is. Is that a group?
Are you serious?
Now, I literally heard this and I thought, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. But now, are you familiar with Hanson nowadays? Because Zach actually cut his hair. He doesn't have long hair.
Why are you talking to Kevin?
Huh. Well, Kevin's the bigger fan.
Weird.
You know?
I don't know. I just maybe it was just some type of time warp from back in the day.
From the 1990s
he
or something?
He has a DeLorean and travels
Zach
through time.
Zach is married, okay? And I don't even know if his name's Zach.
It is Zach. It's Isaac Taylor, Zach and Taylor.
Are you guys
Isaac
sure about
Taylor,
this?
Isaac Taylor, Zach and Taylor.
Isaac Taylor, Zach and
Taylor. That's just how I see him,
Taylor. All right?
That's just how I see Zach playing the drums.
No, Taylor played the drums.
No,
Isaac played the drums.
Oh yeah, whatever.
I don't
okay,
think so I think it was
Sarah
Zach.
Apparently knows them all perfectly.
Zach I really
played the
like
drums. It sounds like Zach played the drums.
Who
to
is
me.
The lead singer? Taylor. I want Taylor to do everything.
Taylor was the middle one.
And the awkward
Isaac
one
was
awkward.
The
Taylor was the one with the long hair. He was kind of weird looking.
I was,
no, that's Isaac. He's weird looking.
Can you help us out here, Christian? You're the
Zach,
Hanson
Zach
fan.
Zach is the drummer. I'm sorry. I'm not the
boom.
I'm a fan, but I totally forgot.
Okay,
that
so
Zach is the
listen to the voicemail. He said
Kevin,
right
you
there.
Know that Zach's the drummer because he was your inspiration because you're a drummer.
He is. I used to
you're
listen.
The inspiration.
Exactly. Boston.
I think it's the third time I've sang that song on this
podcast. I'm pretty sure I've heard that a few times.
Well,
it's like,
I just wanted to let you guys know we are a very popular podcast. We have gotten phone calls from Tomater.
Yeah.
We've gotten phone calls from now Zach from the band Hanson. And I mean, we're just stepping
Who
it up.
Who else have we gotten messages from?
We got a
Christian?
Message from Bullwinkle, but I didn't play it.
No.
And Bullwinkle is going to be interviewed one of these days, and he's going to be ticked.
Well, hopefully,
here's something we hope you really like.
Who's that's not
that?
How Bullwinkle talks.
Is that Zach?
That's the
no.
That's Rocket. That's a squirrel.
No, that's Rocky.
That's
yeah.
Rocky.
But Bullwinkle talks like this. Hey, guys. My name is Bullwinkle, and I love the Spoutcast.
Well, I got some news for you guys, okay?
Christian just totally, like, blows
he
it up.
He hates
like,
Bullwinkle.
Oh, gosh. You guys want to watch prom again?
All right. So
Cinema
with
Blend.
We're actually not to that segment yet, so thanks for blowing my one and why there.
You just gotta record them in order. We'll be golden.
I know, we stink. But hey, so a while ago, Kevin, you brought in a new segment about a guy who like literally like beat somebody like with a salami, like a deli sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know why when I saw this article, I just for some reason thought about that. This has nothing to do with salami at all, but
you're just trying to explain us how your inner workings work. You say seagulls, and all of a sudden I smell grape soda. I don't know what it is. Seagulls. Grape soda.
In North Carolina, police caught a couple on surveillance and are still looking for them because at 4:20 in the a.m., you know.
Just keep going.
In the a.m.
4:20 in the a.m., a man got out of his vehicle and then used a sledgehammer to smash a business's glass front door. Then the man went inside, and the only thing he took was four gumball machines. So
he just had
to
be belligerent.
He must have been
with
a lot of money.
Hey, Marianne, I'm going down to the store to get some gumballs.
And then he gets there, and they're closed. And he's like, gumballs. Just grabbed the sledgehammer.
My favorite thing would have been if he like took the gumball machine and like just broke the glass and like stuffed the gumballs inside of his shirt.
No, come on, that would be crazy.
He just stuffs a bunch of them in his mouth.
Yeah, just like, oh, that'd be so funny.
Does it say what kind of store it was?
Just like
a business.
That's just like a business. Business's glass front door. And just one of the gumballs. That was it.
I could just see him stumbling in with like the sledgehammer like loosely at his arms, like dropping it.
Yeah,
like,
gumballs.
There
man.
They are. I'm going to get all the blue ones. Here we go.
Or he's going to get the ones that say winner on it. You know, uh-huh. I like those machines. Oh,
and try to redeem it the next day. Like just half drunk still. Hey, I got the ball.
Well,
sorry about your win.
No, wait, I do want to make this connection.
It's
really cool. It is.
I'm going to leave it at this.
All right.
He did make the robbery at 4:20 in the a.m. I'm going to leave it at that. That's all I'm going to say. So
I'm glad that you're telling us about the time.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't understand that reference. But
all right. Well, I got another news article for us today. Now, this, are you guys fans of the MTV?
You know, I wasn't allowed to watch that.
Well, I don't ever watch it unless there's the VMAs. Or the movie awards, okay? Because these are some of my
favorite.
Those are fun. Well,
last night,
the VMAs were on. And, well, I just want to read this article to you because I think that writers today are pretty awful, okay? And this is how the article goes, okay? The article is titled, Justin Bieber. Are you guys familiar with the Biebs?
I've got a Bieber fever.
All right. No, he brought a snake to the MTV
VMAs. He's just trying to be Britney Spears.
Now, this is what it says. Justin Bieber has made his arrival at the MTV Music Video Awards happening now in Los Angeles. And he brought a special friend. No, not girlfriend Selena Gomez. She's co-hosting the pre-show, but a snake.
That's so ridiculous.
Now, this is what you're going to laugh at this.
All right.
Gomez caught up with her sweetie on the black carpet for a quick interview. I've got the one and only Justin Bieber here, she said, before he launched into the requisite outfit rundown. I don't even know what that means. But he says, I have a snake. I have red pants and cheetah shoes, says Bieber. My snake's name is Johnson.
What?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even.
Justin, what are you wearing? Justin, look over here at the camera.
I brought a snake. His name's Johnson.
That's ridiculous.
Can I talk about another better part of the VMAs?
I don't know what could be better than his cheetah shoes.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
Okay, they released a teaser last night for the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Which I just got done reading, and I am obsessed. I cannot wait to get my hands on the second book. And I'm so excited. I watched it last night. I watched the teaser. It wasn't enough. I needed more. I wanted to see more.
Wait, tell me about this. What is the Hunger Games?
It's a book. It's a book.
It's a book. It got writing for
and
pages
now it's
on
a
there.
Movie.
There's two big pages outside of a lot of littler pages.
It's written by Suzanne Collins. And it's a young adult fiction. It's like the newest of like
which
the Harry Potter, Twilight.
Young adult
whole thing.
Fiction.
I know, but whatever.
For the ages of 18 to 22.
Right. No, that's not young adult. Going. It's really good though. I'm so excited.
Okay.
It's I can't even tell you what it's about because it's so good. I don't want to tell you anything.
That easily wasn't the best part of the show though. Do you want to know what the best part of the show was?
Yes.
Beyonce's pregnant.
Oh.
Jay-Z.
Well, we would hope. So, I'm just saying.
They're married, right?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't know that. Sorry.
I don't know.
Her wedding ring is huge.
I don't know. Yeah, he liked it.
Kevin,
the trailer's not
huge. I think Jay-Z and Beyonce could, like, take over the world if they both put their efforts together. They have such a following.
You know, I think Kevin Tinkin single-handedly could take over the world if he wanted to.
He doesn't need Beyonce.
I don't need her. I don't need no,
you don't need no scrub.
I don't need no chicken
that
head.
That was TLC.
Oh, that was darn it. That was Destiny's Child.
Wow.
You don't need an independent woman.
No.
Yeah, nailed it.
There you go.
Because he's a survivor.
I am a survivor.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not going to make
say
it.
Say my name.
Let's go jumping.
I'm so scared about this happening. Is this happening? Is this happening right now?
Kevin, thanks for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Bill.
You're really going to end it on that one? That's how we're going to end this one, huh?
We got to close out the segment.
Oh,
sorry.
I feel like we should end on a high note.
It's not going to be in triple digits for the rest of the week.
Yeah, the forecast. Sorry, we were practicing our radio voices.
Rest of the week, it's going
to
be
here,
a
96.
Right?
It's good to have you back. I know that our audience was like, where
how
the
come
Kevin?
You don't let me talk?
Are you kidding me? That's how we're gonna end it right now. I let you talk. All right.
What was the one and why? What is the
things
thing
just got crazy?
one and Y for next week. Well, no, we haven't gotten there yet, but sorry.
I need to prepare.
Next week, we're gonna have you prepare, I promise, okay?
All right,
Kevin, thanks for being here. And up next, we're going to do an interview with Jeff Richmond. And Sarah, would you like to get your last word in?
No, I have nothing else to say. She just said something.
Yep.
Bye.
It's going on. The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amend.
All right, welcome back. We are here with a friend of mine, as well as our website extraordinaire, we'll call you. And his name is Jeff Richmond. And Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, Jeff, we asked this question to a lot of people who are on the show, but are you a fan of the Spoutcast?
I am a fan, although I do have a kind of a confession.
Okay.
I'm half an episode behind. I didn't finish last week.
Gosh, Jeff.
That's all right. Sorry. Jeff, I wasn't here. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel better
now,
then.
Would you, in all honesty, have you listened to all 23 and a half episodes then?
Yes, I have.
Wow. You are like a mega fan.
24 and a half.
Is that where we're at?
Oh, yeah. 24 and a half. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Today is the 25th episode.
All right. Well, let's see. If you guys want to be technical, fine.
Well, how are we? How is it not?
Do you really want me to go into this?
No, actually,
never
I don't.
Mind.
All right,
Jeff, tell us more about yourself. All right.
So, Jeff, tell us what you do exactly at the Well.
Well, started back in November. I started building a brand new website.
Okay.
Built it from scratch.
And you worked somewhere else before the Well, right?
Yeah, worked for another company, which I built the previous version of the website, but I was paid through that company.
Wait. All right, you guys are making faces, but I want to just clarify here. Jeff used to do our website, correct? But not as a staff member.
Exactly.
Okay. Because you said you worked somewhere before this, and all I thought was, no, this is his first job ever.
I was like, somewhere.
What I'm trying to say is that you weren't ever officially on staff. You just kind of were volunteer doing our website.
Exactly.
And then, so now you came on board and, sorry, I interrupted at that point.
No.
Came on board in November to redo the website.
Yep, and maintain the existing site. So I was kind of doing both at the same time.
Okay.
And just built the entire new site from scratch.
So let's chat about this new website. All right. So you were at State of the Church, and you were in the back, I'm assuming, running the website as well.
Yep.
Were you the one that put Brad Bell's picture up there?
I was.
Now, where did that picture come from?
That was actually on his Facebook page.
Oh, his own fault.
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
On his own Facebook page. Yeah. Or was it under, like, profile pictures, or if somebody had
tagged it?
I don't remember. It may have been somebody that tagged him. So maybe not his fault.
Either way, gold.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
Was great.
Yeah, that was really great. It really was.
That went over a lot better than I thought it would.
Oh, man. Even when you weren't there live yesterday at church, like, everybody was dying. It was funny.
That's true.
That's awesome.
So you kind of were the one driving the website on the State of the Church. And Karen kind of talked about kind of why we changed the website. But what I want to hear from you is why did we change the website in the first place?
Well, we kind of built the site, I think it was 2 years earlier. And, with the situation that we're in, I was working for somebody else and it was all billable time. So it was very quickly put together, as quick as we could to try and save cost.
Right.
So one of the things we didn't do was really think about ahead of time, the user interface and where things would go. It was just kind of, okay, we have this stuff, throw it on there as quickly as we can.
Gotcha.
So that was a big part of it. We, I think it was the first week of December. We all got away, got out of the office.
Like the creative team?
Yeah, the creative team.
Okay.
And we just really discussed and talked through for 3 days, talking through what it was going to look like, where things would go, what's wrong with the current site, a lot of the stuff that people couldn't find.
Gotcha.
And just made sure that as best as we could do, we were putting the information out there to be found as easily as possible.
So it wasn't that the website was necessarily like awful. It was just, it was put together so quickly that some of the bumps and bruises along the way weren't kind of ironed out, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's kind of the goal of this new website, is to kind of iron out those kinks in the old website, correct?
Yeah. We tried to put as much stuff like straight on the homepage. So like service times and locations, video, just right there up front, so you don't have to.
Now, what happened to the very old website, like the one before the old one? Were you in charge of that one?
Yeah, I did that one as well.
Okay.
That one was purely volunteer time.
Okay.
That wasn't even paid for through the company I was working for.
I liked the look of that old website. Not that I don't like the new one, but that...
Is there a way we can see the old one? The old, old one?
It used to be up, and I do have plans on putting that one back up. I still have it on a hard drive somewhere.
Nice. That was a cool website.
Same thing with our... The one we just replaced a couple weeks ago. I will be putting those up.
So with the new website is that if you haven't visited it, it's obviously thewellcommunity.org. And like, you know, you can basically find anything about The Well on there. The Spoutcast is on there. Yes, Sarah?
No, you can keep going. I have something to say next.
Well, what are you going to say?
Well, I just want to ask you, what's your favorite feature of The Well? I mean, of the website.
My favorite feature... I think it's probably just the homepage, just having all the information right there, the service times and everything.
So you don't have to go to a bunch of different sites and
one of the clicks. One of the new things that we added was people call it the mega menu.
Right.
It's just a great big menu up the top that you hover over about, and it shows basically anything you could want to find.
Yeah. I think, is it about or about us or something like that?
Yeah, whatever it says in the top there.
When you click on it, literally takes up the whole screen.
Yeah.
Essentially, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's pretty much anything on there that you have to know. Like, what are some of the things that when somebody visits our website, like, what's the number one thing that somebody goes to our website for? What would you say?
Contact information, gotcha. What we believe,
gotcha.
That kind of stuff. Kids, students.
So not that people don't go to the website for the Spoutcast?
Yes, they do. Yes, oh, yeah. They do. Absolutely.
Do not answer honestly.
And so now we talked in our last segment about kind of the focus of one. We want to focus on the one at the well. And so we really, starting with, you know, spiritual formation and whatnot, but I feel like this focus on one has trickled down in all different areas of the well. And as Karen described it, really the one is also having an emphasis on the website as well, correct?
Yeah, we've got stuff like we've got a blog on there. We've got actually several blogs.
Yeah.
As soon as we started with the idea of having one blog, basically everybody in the office wanted one. So we've got several of them on
there. I'll have you know, I did not want one, but Karen said I had to write one.
Yeah, we kind of forced you into one. Only because Jeff had it. And
that's right.
Somebody had to take over.
Totally.
So, yeah, right on the homepage, there's a blog that's being populated by some really great intelligent people.
So it's kind of the focus of these blogs is really just helping you as an individual. Like some of them are spiritual formation type blogs, and mm-hmm. some of them are just like, hey, here's a little nugget you should think about or whatever.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. And then I feel like the just how easy the website is. I feel like a person who's new to the well could go on the website, and it's fairly easy to kind of make your way around the website. And that is also another focus on one, meaning going with like, hey, if you're a new person, it's super easy to figure things out on our website. Yeah.
Is there a button that says I'm new?
Yeah, right in the top. Yeah. It says I'm new, and it takes you to basically all the information you would need if you're a new person.
Our hope is that someone would click on the I'm new button, and then they would scroll over two or three things to the media button and then the Spoutcast button right after that.
So many buttons.
There are a lot of buttons. Now, I know that you said – we just asked you this a second ago, but orange and gray, that wasn't you. That was Casey.
No, the design of this site was Casey Jackson.
Okay.
Very talented guy.
He designed the T-shirt.
Yes, he did the T-shirt as well. Orange and gray are two of his favorite colors.
That's right.
Every chance he gets, he tries to put those in designs.
Did you redesign the Spoutcast logo on the iTunes? Who did that?
Casey did that.
Because that looks cool.
Yeah, I really like that.
Got downloaded on iTunes. It's pretty sweet. It's orange and gray.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so you got to know it's amazing.
Yeah, that's right. So, Jeff, I know that you, you know, all day spend time on the computer. It's probably, I'm guessing, 90% of the day is on wellcommunity.org, correct?
Yeah.
Before we go on, me and Jeff found this cool task out, or not a task, this cool fact out, is that I think you said this, but more people get to the Wells Community website through going to Google than the actually typing in the wellcommunity.org. Is that what we found out?
I'm not sure if it's more, but it's a huge number of people. And quite often they'll actually search Google for the wellcommunity.org.
Yeah.
Rather than typing it in to go to it.
It's pure laziness. I really
You know what's funny is that I do that. Even I always type things into Google websites. I don't even care. Because I just type it in.
Google loves
it. I want to be able to,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I do that all the time.
Before I went to the well, I went to the website quite a few times, and I couldn't remember for the life of me what the address was. So I did the Google thing many times. I am a contributor to that statistic.
Well, because it's hard to remember. Is it .org? Is it .? I mean, I know that it is an organization, so it would be .org. But sometimes you just get confused. Is it .com?
Is
people don't
church
know.
In it? Is there a the at the beginning?
Well,
is
why don't you guys just have a bookmark that you just click on? That's
right. That'd be too easy, Christian.
I'm just saying. So as far as websites and whatnot, you know, Jeff, you're obviously not on the wellcommunity.org all day, but you sometimes are on Facebook. We know that you are a fan of us on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
And you typically like most all of our posts, so we appreciate that. But in terms of our one and why we wanted to talk about, what is our kind of favorite website we like to visit besides Facebook? Fair enough.
Yep.
And so we're going to start with Sarah, and then we'll kind of work our way around. Is that fair? So, Sarah, what is your favorite website that you like to visit besides Facebook and why?
And I'm going to say besides my custom-made homepage. Because for Google, you can have an iGoogle account and make a custom-made homepage that has everything I want on it. So, besides that, I go to Twitter a lot. I think Twitter is – no, honestly – I'm so entertained by Twitter because it is an avenue for really funny people to make really funny one-liners. Laugh all day long. Not all day long. Just whenever I go.
She doesn't actually work.
I don't work. I
Who's one person you follow that you just love?
Bad Banana.
You showed me that.
Yeah. Because
I retweeted him yesterday.
I could retweet him every day if I could. I also enjoy following Megan Reed Miller and Christian Warren.
And I enjoy following Conan O'Brien.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. He is funny. I don't know that we endorse him, but he's funny.
It's all right. Jeff Richmond, what is your favorite website and why, besides Facebook?
Well, I was going to say the Wells website, only because I've been on that pretty much 24/7 lately.
Exactly.
But no,
besides the wellcommunity.org.
Yeah, and besides Twitter, I'm also, I think, quite often on Google Reader.
Google Reader, what's that? Is that like a Kindle?
That's a
RSS page. Feed reader.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's kind of like visiting hundreds of sites all at once.
Oh, nice.
All of your blogs blog. Update. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got Lifehacker on there. I've got all kinds of web design blogs and development blogs.
And it's all on one site.
Yeah, it reads the RSS feeds from each of those sites and just aggregates them together as a nice list of articles.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you subscribe to like 25 blogs that go, all of them will come to your reader inbox. You can just click through.
I gotta get my wife on that. She literally has a bookmark menu that has about 40
oh, man.
Blogs
no,
on
she
it.
Needs to get a reader account.
Seriously.
Gotta get her a reader.
Google
but
Reader.
But it's funny because she has literally like 40 blog names. I'm like, you read all those? She's like, yeah, I read them. I'm like, so you click on each website? And she's like, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like,
she would save so much time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see pictures and stuff, though?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, and it keeps track of which ones you've read. And
nice.
Doesn't show you old ones.
There you go. Now, Megan, what is your favorite website and why?
This will be no surprise to Sarah or other people who know me well listening to the Sproutcast, but my favorite website is Wikipedia.
Really?
Nice. I could spend hours on Wikipedia, and I am, like, clicking on the blue links, like, over and over and over, and all of a sudden I'm on, like, some random Wikipedia page of some person that I don't know how I got there.
Have you edited an article before?
I'm not great with
typing.
Well, no, it's like there's coding and stuff. You have to be really careful, like how you if you like do it right and stuff. And
they're very strict.
And I'm not the best at HTML code. So
gotcha.
I don't ever really edit. I actually one time went to edit an article because somebody was wrongly used the wrong reference, and that really bothered me. But I stopped at the part where I had to like code it, and I was like, I'm going to find somebody to do this for me.
Well, yeah. So, when Stephen Colbert a couple years ago told people to go on to Wikipedia and like change something, I tried to go on there. I forget. I think it was something about a bridge or whatever, but I had to change it. But I didn't know the code thing. I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
But then Stephen Colbert got banned from Wikipedia. So
why?
Because he like hilarious. Literally changed all these different like
because
famous.
People don't
like,
know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you don't know what you're doing, you can't. You shouldn't change things.
Right. It was really funny. But,
yeah, I love it. I literally am like reading. If there's ever a time that I want to know, I'll like I get obsessed with subjects, and then I'll go home if I watch a movie and I see an actress I really like or something in a movie. I'll go home and I want to know everything about her, and I want to know, and then I start cooking and cooking and cooking, and I'm like
James Franco.
Wah! James Franco. is amazing. Let me just tell you, read his Wikipedia page. That dude's got like 18,000 degrees and he's getting his MFA from Columbia right now. Yeah, I mean, he's that dude's
his,
awesome.
Inside the Actor's Studio is really good.
Gosh,
so.
I'm just obsessed with Wikipedia. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Simpson. My,
She read O.J. Simpson one night for a really long time and
like for like 4 hours throughout the night.
There's a great documentary about O.J. Simpson.
You know how I got there? I was reading about,
The Kardashians.
And then I got to Robert Kardashian, and then I got to O.J. Simpson, and I read about the whole O.J. Simpson trial, and it was in the middle of the night, so I was starting to just get scared. And then I was, like, one time reading all about The Blind Side and watching, like, every interview I possibly could with the family. I'm, like, crazy, but I love to know things.
All right, well, mine is about the most complete opposite of that, but my favorite website is a website called cinemablend.com. It's just constantly... Really? You're going to laugh?
No.
It's hilarious.
No, just keep going. I'm just laughing. Just keep going.
Really warming my spirits up over here. Jeez.
I'm a lighthearted
person. You laughed at
person.
Me liking Twitter.
Okay.
You rolled your eyes
at
me.
That is true.
All right. Well, CinemaBlend is this great website where it just kind of gives me all my up-to-date information on my movies and TVs. Stuff that I need to know
CinemaBlend?
About. CinemaBlend.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to check that out.
You better. And the cool thing is that it's like a blender, and inside the blender is like a film strip and like a TV and stuff because like blending. Forget it.
Oh,
anyways, that's my favorite website.
Blenders are cool.
That's my homepage, actually. So, yeah, wow. I really, really enjoy that website.
TheWellCommunity.org is my homepage.
Whatever. It's just because you have a work computer.
Now, we also got one email from our 1Y here from someone who Megan's going to read off of now. So go for it.
Oh, my favorite person, Wes Crockett. Sorry to the rest of you. Hey, you all. My most visited website, aside from Google and Facebook, is a tie between Lifehacker and Engadget. Ooh,
hey,
that's
go.
A good one.
Nice.
Lifehacker is a multi-contributor blog that covers all areas of hacking, from technology tweaking to life tweaking. And by hacking, I don't mean breaking into your bank account and stealing all your money. I mean altering. Engadget is like Lifehacker, a multi-contributor blog site that covers the latest and greatest in tech news. Truly a geek site. I actually really like Engadget. I check both of these about 6 to 7 times a day. Have a good one, Wes.
There you go. So make sure you guys continue to send in your emails to thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Next week, we are going to do our 1Y because our summer is over. Did you guys know this? Summer's over.
Actually, in 2 weeks.
So according to the movie sphere, the summer is over. And so in the beginning of the summer, we did what movie are you most looking forward to in the summer? Now that the summer's over, we're going to do what was your favorite movie this past summer?
Good
so,
question.
I know what yours is.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I guarantee you don't.
Actually. I guarantee I do because you said it on the Spoutcast.
I actually just watched it this past weekend.
Oh, never mind.
So, anyways, you
it's
can send
like
those
Winnie
in this.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, totally.
You can Jim Carrey's movie with the penguins.
No, it is not Mr. Popper's Penguins. All
right. Oh, gosh. It's, please don't talk about
it's
that
It's a prom.
Was the Cars 2?
Oh, bring it back full circle.
That's right. So, what did you say, Jeff?
Was it Cars 2?
Not, definitely not Cars 2,
He's made
Jeff.
It pretty clear his hatred
yeah.
towards
yeah.
Cars
So email thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was great.
And
was
we hope that you'll finish the half of the episode that you didn't listen to.
Yeah,
and then you'll
I might
catch
do
yourself
that.
Back up. But also visit thewellcommunity.org. And if you have any questions about you can't find something on the website, you're going to email Jeff, all right? Because he's going to hook you up, right?
Yep. And like Karen said, if it goes wrong, it's my fault.
It is Jeff's fault, yes. So and I feel like I come to your office probably once a week and go, something wrong.
Yeah.
So
usually it's your fault, though.
And yeah, usually that is my fault. Exactly. Jeff, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, up next, we're going to end the show with some announcements, and then we'll kind of close it out. Thank you.
disengage, our mouths are fleshing over.
All right, we are back, and we're going to kind of close out the show with some brief announcements. I would like to say one thing, though. If you know this, we want you guys to email in, okay? We want you guys to call in, to text in. We have an email address, thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. We have a phone number, 559-321-SPOUT, all right, or SPOT. Whatever that may be. And none of you guys ever call in or email in, and except for Wes. He's a faithful emailer. Mm-hmm. But we'd love
to hear from you.
Yeah, we will be giving away t-shirts to people who email in. So if you actually want one of those, you need to start emailing in. Okay?
My mom actually requested a t-shirt last week.
We had a polarizing Facebook poll with people who really like the shirt and people who really don't like the shirt.
You know what? The people who didn't like it are just people who generally don't like things for the fact of not
I just think
them.
That they would never wear the shirt out in public. It's a little weird to wear a shirt with other people's faces on. I see that.
Really?
However,
Andrew, do that all the time.
Our producer, he even said it was a little weird.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, but Andrew's a hater.
Yeah. Sarah Roby asked, she said, how do I get me one of those? Well, I will wear it every day.
She's going to get
so
one.
She's so supportive. Very
soon.
Andrew, I'm sorry. Please don't fire me.
So, hey, just so you guys know, we would like you guys to continue to email in, continue to call in. And also participate in our one-on-whys, because our one-on-whys are really important. And we shared our one-on-why in our last segment. So remember to do that as well. But Sarah, why don't you close out the show with some announcements, please?
I'd love to.
All right.
First up, we've got our couples retreat at Hume Lake. This year it is September 16th and through the 18th. It's a weekend. It is up at Hume. Brad Bell is speaking, and Brent Lamb will be leading worship. And Brent Lamb, he used to be our worship director here at The Well and moved to Texas about a year ago, so that'll be fun to see him again.
Did he move to Texas?
He moved to Texas, didn't I say that?
That's right.
If you are interested, go to the website at thewellcommunity.org to get more information. It's a great time to get away with your spouse for a weekend in beautiful Hume Lake where there's no internet or phone service or anything. So it's just a time completely alone with your spouse.
There actually is internet. But
well,
that's
I mean, not like everywhere. I mean, you have to go to the Wi-Fi hotspot probably.
Oh, yeah. You know? Okay.
The other thing is residency starts September 12th. So if you are interested in taking a 9-month Bible course Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m., go to the website and you can apply there. And Academy also starts September 12th. That's on a Monday night here at the church from 6:15 to 8:30. The North Campus. Thank you, Christian. And it's taught by Rick Taylor. And they're going through Old Testament historical books. And it costs $50, but it is so worth it because you get just so much information and materials.
And also check out our Facebook, facebook.com/spoutcast or twitter.com/thespoutcast.
And one last announcement. Thank you, Megan Jade, for reminding me. Life group signups are going on now. So if you are not involved in a life group and you would
and
like to
be. You are
going to
want to be involved in a life group.
You really want to be
you
involved.
You want to do life with people in life groups.
The first 8 weeks of life group are going to be killer.
Yeah, they are.
Awesome. Our spiritual formation team has been working hard, and you're part of that team.
Thank you. I am.
Now, do you guys want to hear a really sad announcement?
But wait, what if someone wants to join a life group? I didn't tell them how.
Well, they go to wellcommunity.org.
Or you can email lifegroups@thewellcommunity.org.
Oh, wow. That's a cool email address.
I know.
Can I share some sad news?
No.
Way to close out the show with some sad news.
I know.
Go ahead.
I figured wait till the end to kind of drop the ball here a little bit. But the sad news is that we are actually, and I haven't even told you guys this, so this is really sad news.
Wow.
But we're going to take next week off.
Why?
Okay? It's a holiday, all right, and it's for the troops or something.
And it's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day,
and so you know what
we should not
we
labor.
Should not have to work.
Yeah, we should not labor.
Is this work for you guys? This is my vacation.
Well, we're gonna take next week off. So this is episode 25, and then in 2 weeks you'll get episode 26. Okay. Is that fair?
Hey, guess what, guys? We're 25 now. We get to rent a car.
It's true. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Spout, and we are out.
Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room, and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. But love is not some victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.